Blog Talk Radio.
I forgot that part. Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley and Beth Jacobson. And I was so excited to start the show that I started before the promo. Thanks for joining us this evening. This show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now catch us on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time. If you have any questions or comments, any feedback, or any suggestions, you can email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We finally have our website up and going. It's www.divinegoddessradio.com. Correct? Did I say that right?
Yep.
.com. So please go in there, and it's not fully up to par. I haven't put all my services on there yet, but hey, we got it up and going because we finally got it out there. So, and also follow our blog talk at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com.
Our blog, not our blog talk.
What did I say? Oh,
blog
I keep
talk.
Saying blog talk, don't I? And then also if you'd go into our blog talk or our Facebook page and like our page, every month we choose one reader for a half hour free reading. And so that's going along really well. And what else do we do goddess parties, divine goddess parties, Marie and I, or we do them individually. You can email us again at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com or give Marie a call at 651-505-0333.
No,
oh, 651-303-0555. Or Beth at 651-900-4136. As I'm saying it, I'm going, why is that not sounding right? But I just had to rush over here. And anything, but anyways, is there anything else that we need to mention?
No, I just wanted to mention, you know, if you're calling in and you're getting, doing the one question readings and you don't remember what we had told you, remember that all of our shows are archived on our Divine Goddess Radio Blog Talk Radio page. So you can go in and you can always listen to any show, even if you want to go back to the very beginning, if you have questions about how to tap into your intuition or what ascension is or, you know, anything, what angels, how to communicate with angels, any subject that we've touched on, you can go back and listen to the show. So the material and information is always there.
And we ask that you really honor the one question because Marie and I are really working on the boundary and doing the one question. So please don't take advantage of our being nice and wanting to be of service and helpful to others. You know, so we thank you for calling in. We appreciate all the callers who do call in. So that's all we're asking is that you just honor that one question. And if you want an appointment with us, you can sit here. We do it together or we do it individually.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you can email us at what I said and the phone numbers. I won't repeat that. So,
yeah,
anyways.
And we've had listeners that have called, you know, for appointments. And
yes.
They've been happy with their readings. And it just gives us more time to kind of go in depth and to let the information flow fully. Because when we're doing one-question readings, we're giving you the information the best that we can in this short amount of time. But if you need to go into depth, don't be afraid to contact us so we can, you know, give you a really good reading.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So let's start out a little bit of talking about the energies that have been happening, especially with this fantastic super moon. My God, it was so beautiful last night. I literally got in my car, and I was driving all over this part of town trying to find a place to take pictures. So I was, like, stopped in the middle of one road and stopped in the middle of another. But it was unbelievably beautiful. It was so full. It was so bright. And it was so close.
And there was a lot that was coming in last night. A lot of people have been reporting that. I woke up just going, loaded, loaded, loaded what was going on. But I know there's a lot of downloads this whole week, and it's only, what, Tuesday? So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday,
yeah.
I have been taking naps. I'm literally watching TV, seriously, when I get home from work. All of a sudden, I'm waking up an hour to 2 hours later going, oh, my Lord, I don't even remember falling asleep. That's how exhausted I have been.
Yeah.
But other than that, the energies have been great.
Yeah, the energies have been good. They've been really, with this moon, it's really bringing to light almost like an exclamation point. Okay, now's your time. What do you want to do? Get out and do it now. And whatever needs to be focused on is coming to the forefront. The energies are pretty strong, and I'm sure all of you have, you know, by now have heard about the tragic passing of a very well-known comedian, and you know, those with that super moon energy, if you have a lot of, I was actually reading a lot of people had looked at his chart, and he really was a person who experienced pain to the fullest, experienced it extremely oversensitive, and then when you have this moon and the way his planets were aspected, it all hit him all at once, and he chose to exit in the way he chose.
I think this is just me, and this is not, I'm not saying this upset because I loved Robin Williams,
yeah.
But I think he was a very immature soul. So he was specifically here for some soul growth. I mean, we all are, but he was newer. It would be interesting to know, I don't know his birth date, what it came up to, and then to have this sensitive, because
mm-hmm.
you could tell he was very empathic, and very, he
had
dull,
three water signs.
Dull.
So you can imagine.
Oh, my goodness.
What he...
Jeez,
what
I wonder
he
how many
felt I'm... from day one.
Oh, good grief.
You know, and then throw in also bipolar and
yep.
the
yep.
depression. And
yep. So
and,
he was bipolar?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he also, they said that when he would do his manic, you know, when he would do his comedy routine,
yeah.
to get that manic, he would go off his meds.
Oh, yeah.
So he could
yeah.
get that manic high
yeah.
and just, you know, go off.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's at peace, and we wish him peace, and we wish him Godspeed, and...
You ask that his soul, ascends quickly, easily,
yeah.
and effortlessly. See, I can see him over, like, in counseling, so that he makes sure he'll be coming back and repeating some stuff. But you want his soul to ascend as quickly and easily, and it doesn't feel like it's wandering. Like I've seen some souls lately that are still wandering, which they're not supposed to be. So it's like it's interesting. But I see him at a table talking about how he could have done it differently. But it is what it is,
mm-hmm.
and there's reasons for it. You know, because obviously, you know, the family has some major life lessons. He has children. So, you know, sending them prayers and love and light out to his family so they get through this as easily as possible. Can you imagine going through this in a public eye, though? It's like,
yeah,
oh,
well,
goodness.
That's the thing, you know. I mean, I suppose his lesson that he left is, you know, bringing awareness to depression. I
oh,
mean,
yes.
when
yep.
someone
yep.
someone who's a personality and famous, I mean, when they go out in a major way or a tragic way, it does really shine the light. It's up to us who are left behind then to recognize that and enforce, you know, those lessons and take a hard look at it.
You know, and then being in that superficial world that he was in,
yeah.
you know, television and entertaining, and you're only looked at for a brief moment.
Well, I think entertainers are some of the loneliest people in
oh,
the world.
I know,
because,
I know.
You know, you're on the go, you're in front of the camera, you're giving you everything of yourself.
Yes.
And then when you're done and everything's off and the people are gone, there you are alone.
I know,
you know?
I know.
So that's something that they struggle with. I mean, I think people look at celebrity like, gosh, you know, people are envious of their life and they think it's so glamorous, but I think it really is a very lonely life.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors. Be careful of what people... are, you know, all it is, it's superficial on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, I'm not saying that for all. There are some who have their act together and have a really grounded source around them. But I would say, I would almost bet that that's not the vast majority of the people.
Right.
I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine not knowing who's there for you, who's
mm-hmm.
not there for you. And,
right.
And then you have an addiction to top it off to where that can turn a lot of people away. So just, look at people differently and be kinder. More mindful of, because we don't know what anybody's going through internally, no matter if they're putting a smile on their face or not.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 347-327-9360. You can also type a question in the chat room, and we'll answer it for you. So, okay, are you ready to take callers?
Yep, that sounds good.
All right, let's take our first one here. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yep, you're on the air.
Oh, my God, that was really quick.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. Do you have a question or a comment?
Ask a question?
Okay.
So, I guess you guys are doing readings tonight.
Yeah, we're doing one question reading, so go ahead and ask your question.
Excellent.
And we'll see what we can tune in for you.
Okay, let's do the infamous, amazing love question.
Love question.
as in when it's coming into your life?
Yes. Not, you know, just kind of, yeah, like, you don't have to be so, like, I'm not so rigid about when it's coming, just kind of general about information that needs to come through for me.
Okay. What are you finishing up now? Are you finishing up something?
It seems like I'm finishing up a lot of different things, or I'm starting new things. It's kind of like I have paperwork in front of me that I need to fill out to, you know, get going on some particular endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
What about
with love, though? Because I see a little bit in your heart that's not, it's not completely cleared out yet.
Honestly, there's no one in my heart. I mean, there's no ex-lover, no ex-boyfriend, no ex-anything that I've held on to. I don't hold a grudge. I'm not holding a torch.
Okay. What about family issues?
My family issues are, I've dug deep. So, yeah, I can't say everything's perfect, but I can say that I've done a lot of deep work. So as far as any issues with my father or my mother or any of those issues,
okay,
I've done all the shadow work. I've done, you know.
What I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing stuff on your right side of your heart, which has to do, and I'm seeing a little bit from the past. But
okay.
It's in and it's affecting you presently, and it has to do with males from your past. And I'm hearing in this lifetime, and it's father, but you're coming up at the close end. It's nothing that deep that you have to go into to finish that up, and it has to do with also the way that you're viewing yourself and self-love.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost there. You're right there. It's very, very light, the level that needs to still be cleared. And we're all working on self-love. There's not one person out there who does not have to work on the self-love.
That's
stuff.
What this full moon was about, too, was self-worth and self-love.
And you're so close. So continue doing what you're doing, because I'm hearing within 3 months you'll be meeting somebody.
Okay.
And I'm asking for clarity on what this person looks like. And it feels like a male.
You better be.
Mm-hmm. And, well, because I'm always mindful because they can come in. If you have a woman, same-sex coming in, it could be a female who has more masculine energy. So that's where I'm going. It feels and it looks like a male with dark hair, but I'm not seeing the front of them yet because they're working on their stuff yet. Feels like it will be a twin flame. So on the Internet, what I would suggest to you, get to know about twin flames.
I know what that stuff is about already because I've,
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm picking up he has curly hair, like really short curly hair, almost like
cropped
curly.
That would make sense because of my visions that paralleled with some of the things that I got.
Okay. And tall. Do you see him tall? I see him tall.
Yes.
Not skinny, but lean, like, you know, thin, but not skinny, just like tall and lean. Yeah,
like a nice build. That's accurate.
Oh, you know, and what else I'm hearing for you to do is setting up a matrix for that's clear. You're anchoring the both of your energies into this matrix. So I think YouTube would show you, because there's no way I'd be able to explain it on other than if you were to set up an individual session with me. But YouTube, I think there might be a way to, I'm pretty sure that they'll show you how to set up a matrix, but it's where you would anchor in the energies that you want, so it draws you and him in there, and it's a sacred space for you guys to meet in the etheric world so it manifests into the physical world.
Okay. It's funny, I've had that experience with him. I just haven't had it lately. I've had that thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe that's why they're saying this matrix is really important, because the matrix is, it's like a grid that's created, and I see it set up. And there's 12 points to it.
And I'm hearing to use clear quartz in your matrix.
Okay. Can I go online and Google what matrix, like, is it like
crystal,
a dynamic or a pattern?
Yes.
Or graph?
Yes.
Crystal matrix.
Okay.
Look that up and just go really pay attention, decipher and discern what feels right for you. You can Google it, but also on YouTube. So be very resourceful in what you do, because you want to be very mindful of what you're going to create and anchor yourself in.
The only thing that came up for me, which is funny, was that, you know, you've been single for so long that all of a sudden you're going to have a mate in your life, someone that's going to, like, that's one of the things that came up.
Yep. But other than that, Yvette, you're doing really, really good. You're so close.
Thank you.
So good job on what you're doing, just so you know you're being recognized for it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, you betcha. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Yvette.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, you too. Okay, so if you'd like to call in and ask a question, 347-327-9360. And while we're waiting for callers, is there anything else that you want to continue to talk about? Or
well, I think right now, just because a lot of people, and again, because I'm witnessing this again today, kids are all over the place or they're really calm. I'm really highly recommending that people, if you're drawn to it, if it's feeling right, essential oils for you and your kids. Your kids would respond really well with peace and calming. Put that on their feet, put it on the sides of their knees, and put it on the back of their shoulders. And you'll notice a difference in that. Do it for yourself as well. And then lavender, you can rub that on the bottom of your feet and the bottom of your children's feet. That's what I'm hearing. And then also joy. So, and there's different brands out there. There's Young Living, there's Winsong, what's the other one? Windmere. Whatever jumps out at you. And what you want to do so you know what oil is going to be good for you is if you can go to a store, a health food store, or if you have a metaphysical store, hold it in your hand and ask, is this the one for your highest and best good? If it's for your highest and best good, you're going to go forward. If it's not for what your body wants at this time, you're going to go backwards. So put that down. If you rock back and forth, your body's going to say, you know, it's not going to better in one way or the other. So you want to move forward on it. So I'm hearing that essential oils are really essential right now. Also being by water and just really, if you can swim in water, get into water and swim, or put your feet in there and just dump all your icky, mucky, yucky stuff into the water. And I mean, you can ask the angels to take it, but be in the water. If you don't like going into the water, write your stuff down on a piece of paper and then wrap it around a rock and throw it in the lake. But you put it in and just and visualize it being in a protective bubble of like a violet flame, which will transmutate that so it won't harm anything in the lake. And if you can just sit on grass or sit on a beach, you'll be amazed at how much you'll be able to release at that time. Also, journal, burn it, and then rewrite. I can't. I know it sounds silly, but rewrite your new story. Rewrite it. Let it be done once and for all. And this is stuff that I practice myself every single day, folks, every single day. And this is the opportunity. Get yourself out there for those of you who are really staying inside the house. Force yourself to go outside into nature, go hug a tree, go walk in, if you can walk on a nature path, go be around animals, go to a zoo, go to the Humane Society, do something and get outside of your space, because a lot of people who are struggling right now, I'm seeing a lot of depression.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people who are just fine one moment but not realizing what's going on, and all of a sudden you're seeing a different aspect of them. So there's a lot of people who are deciding on a soul level whether they're staying or leaving. So that's something you have to be very mindful. You have to do the work, you guys. It's no longer about, you know, I'm here for a reason. You have to, it's on a soul level. You have to do your work here. You got to do it. Nobody's doing it for you, so.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because with all these, I mean, with this energy and then with the Lionsgate portal opening on August 8th, you know, I've been feeling magic in the air for over a week and a half, just magic. And a friend of mine texted me yesterday, and she was doing her full moon burning ceremony. And she said, you know, usually when she does her burning, the paper just burns in a bright yellow flame. And this time it burned and there were just colors, all sorts of different colors coming out.
Cool.
And I was like, wow, isn't that cool? Nothing like really getting your message being, you know, sent up there.
Exactly.
It was incredible. She was kind of floored at it. You know, she's like, what's this all about? I'm like, well, the energies, your information is really going up there. So
You know, the different colors can represent the auras and the chakras, and she was hitting all of them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I know people are so tired right now, but it's like, you guys, we're all going to get through this. We are. And whatever your decision is, consciously or subconsciously, it's like it's going to be okay, whatever ends up happening. Nobody can stop you from doing whatever your choice is because it's your choice. But just know you're not the only one going through that, and it can be a very isolated event. Get out and walk. Exercise is a big thing. And right now, ego is really big. It's wanting you to stay in the old belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
So get up and walk, walk, walk. And especially when you're going, nope, I'm laying right here. If it means you just go around the block or down to the end of the block, at least move or step outside and put your bare feet onto the grass. Do it while you can before it gets colder so you don't have any excuses. Set up a phone tree to where if you have some friends that you know that will help lift you up and empower you, set that up. So let them know, no matter what it's time of the day or night, if you need to call them or they need to call you, that you guys are available for each other. And just really access it. You're not weak by having to sit here and access somebody to help you get through it, you guys. We're all here to help support and empower each other. So.
Absolutely. Do not be afraid to ask for help. That's what your friends are for. That's what we're here for as light workers.
And then, you know what, also to call on the angels. For those who didn't believe in them, start accessing. Look on the internet and see which one, which name calls at you. There's so many. Raphael, Gabriel, Ariel, Michael. There's Faith. There's Daniel. I mean, that's just a list. Those are some of the healing angels, the ascended or the archangels. Then you have angels of, because there's like seven different tiers of them.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, so access them. Stop focusing on just the love. You need to look at the and work on the self-love.
Yeah, absolutely. I just lost my... I was going to say something and I lost it. What was I going to say?
Shoot. Self-love? Something to do with self-love?
No.
Self-worth?
Oh, I was going to say, I was... there's a lady in the Twin Cities who channels the collective consciousness. So she channels light beings. And she went in today and asked them about suicide and, you know, Robin Williams in particular. And basically what they said was, you know, as souls, we all at some point decide that we have to leave the physical body. And no matter how we choose to do it, remember that that soul is free and dancing, you know, away, regardless of how they chose to leave. So they said basically humans get too hung up on the way somebody left, but what they should be doing is celebrating the fact that they chose to leave at that time when their soul was ready, and we should be celebrating their life, not how they chose to leave. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, if the soul wanted to stay, no matter how you went, there could have been to where somebody would have been preempted to walk into the, I don't know how
right.
he left, how he left, but somebody would have been there, you know, however.
It was a very nice way that he left.
It wasn't a nice way. So somebody could have walked in, could have been there right at the moment if he was supposed to still stay here.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
another way of looking at it. And so just send him. Don't sit here and give the grief, you guys, because then that can sit here, that energy can be projected onto him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just wish him well.
Well, you
ask
don't
want to
perpetuate
him.
That upon
yeah.
yourself
you don't
either.
Wanna, yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
So, especially if people are struggling with depression, they don't want to, you know, think of that over and over and then perpetuate and cause themselves to sink even lower.
Yeah. And remember, bring your own laughter into your life. I mean, he was wonderful at doing it. He was. I was thinking of Mork and Mindy. Grew up with Mork and Mindy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely loved Mork and Mindy.
Yeah.
And boy, who was it? Pam Dauber? Is that the
mm-hmm.
individual?
Oh,
geez,
yeah.
I hope she gets through this because I'm sure, I think they're a really good friend. So it's, I just, you know, I send out peace and harmony to his family, especially his kids. I hope that they just are able to transition through this as easily as possible. I know too many people who have gone out this way,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, because of my profession. But
right.
You can get through this. You can get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And his personality will be missed. But
oh, absolutely.
First and foremost, we want him to have peace.
Exactly.
Peace. So enough about Robin.
Yeah.
Enough about Robin. But for those of you who are struggling yourself, like I said, get yourself to see a doctor. I mean, if you're right now at this moment, get yourself, go to like a hospital and they will admit you. They can admit you for 24 hours up to 72 hours and then they can make a decision of what your next step is. And or get yourself to a counselor, psychologist, or a therapist of some sort in your nearby area. Look in your phone book or on the internet for a crisis center for anybody who's out there who's needing that. Every county is different, so I can't give you numbers. So reach out. Do not stay in that misery yourself. Just reach out.
And there is a national suicide hotline, too, that you can call. So you can look that up if you need to. If you can't find and don't know anybody in your local area, there are national numbers that you can reach out to. So anyway, while we're waiting for callers, I guess maybe we were meant to talk today.
We are. I'm just sitting here trying to think, and I think that's what it's about, which that is good.
Yeah.
Plus, it's that time of the year to where people are just like, oh, my gosh, I don't have that much time yet before school starts, so I'm going to do what I got to do. So I'm sure they're not on the internet right now.
Well.
So I'm just trying to think what else that we need to.
Well, I said, isn't that funny? As soon as I said that, somebody popped out. So let's grab a caller.
Oh, okay.
Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi, my name is Delfina. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hello, Delfina, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, what is your question or do you have a comment?
Oh, I actually have a question. I'm interested in someone right now, and I'm just wondering what you see.
Does he have lighter colored hair?
No.
I see somebody with lighter colored hair.
Okay, so the one you're interested in, does he have dark hair? Does he ride a motorcycle?
Yes, he has dark hair, but no, he does not ride a motorcycle.
He doesn't drive, okay. Okay, for some reason I see him riding a motorcycle. Does he have kids?
No.
Okay.
I'm seeing a light.
We're both picking up different men.
I know, we're picking up different men. I'm seeing a lighter colored, I would almost see like dirty blonde hair. But when you're asking about the guy, pardon me?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't know.
Oh.
But when you're asking about this man, I'm not hearing, I see one thumb up and I see one thumb down, but I'm hearing he is not the one. He's not the one. And I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear that. Again,
no, actually, I'm not looking for, like, marriage and stuff like that right now. I'm just interested in him, so.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So.
I'm seeing a thumbs up, thumbs down, but I'm hearing there will be somebody coming into your life by the end of this year, that it will be romantic. But again, remember, free will can step in if you're going, I don't want a relationship, and you can decide whether or not you want that person. But this one?
This one is just for fun. I mean, just go out and have fun.
Yep. And I think it's to open you up for this person to come into your life. I think that's what it's about, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, do you have validation that it is this person that I'm asking about, or?
I keep seeing this like dirty blonde hair guy.
Yeah, we're seeing like
I don't know. And she's picking up on a different guy. For
some reason, I'm picking up a man with dark hair who rides a motorcycle and he has two kids.
Would it make a difference if I gave his first initial or something like that? I don't know.
You could even give us his first name. Just don't give us his last name.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
God, he feels really good, though. Feels really good. But I'm still seeing a thumb up and a thumb down.
I just heard the word practice. Jeremy, practice.
There's going to be some kind of growth that he's going to help you with for this new person that's going to come into your life. I'm hearing by November.
I'm not interested in, like, new people out in the future and stuff like that. No, you don't have to go there. But, okay. So right now I am interested and he's interested, so it's all a go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a go.
It's a
go for fun.
Yep.
It's a go, you know, just to open up your heart and have some fun.
Yep.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Have a great evening.
Anyway,
again, you guys, Marie and I are just picking up what it is that we get from Source, and it's decipher and discern for yourself. It's free will. You don't have to sit here and be open to anything. If you're going, no, I don't want anybody new in my life, and that's fine. No judgment on our part. That's your choice.
Yeah,
we just tell
you whatever messages we get, and
you
know, it might be 4 months down the road you'll remember and go, oh, that's right, that's what they said. But at this moment, you're kind of focused on on one thing, and that's
cool. It sure is.
So no problem.
Exactly. So, again, if you're wanting to call in and ask a question, do we have anybody else?
347-327-9360.
I'm trying to go in and ask what it is that we need to be talking about if we're not having calls right now, because that's definitely an opportunity. I think it's all about people being able to get through this energy right now.
Yeah. Well, that could be, I mean.
And just knowing it's some crazy stuff, and we're all over. Some people are just breezing through it. Other people are really struggling. Oh, what I did want to say, there's a lot of people who are really sick. We're talking flu-like symptoms. Again, we're not a doctor, nurse. We're not in the medical profession. So don't ignore anything. If you're being drawn to where you need to go somewhere, definitely go. But a lot of people, I've had five people just this, it's only Tuesday, go to the hospital, and the doctors are finding nothing wrong. Nothing
wrong. It's called a spiritual flu, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because your body is, you know, shifting, and you're getting the physical symptoms, but there's not really anything wrong with you. So,
yeah. So just so you know, that's what's going on. You're not. But I don't, well, let me rephrase. I got to rephrase that.
Yeah.
Really pay attention going, am I really dying, or is this my body just trying to get rid of this old stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So the more you're more cognizant of it and more aware of it, conscious of it, you can shift through it and say, how can I get this out of my body without any more harm to me?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be amazed. That can be enough for you to shift through, and you'll feel it draining from your body
mm-hmm.
and to bring in more light. That's all it's doing, is getting rid of all the old belief systems so the new light can come in. So, you know, this is another good time to actually, you know, start some new projects. Do something outside of the ordinary. So for those of you who have never done any form of artwork, now this stuff is starting to come through me. This is the opportunity of sitting down and maybe taking the time to write a book. Every single one of us has a book in us. Doesn't mean you're going to write a book professionally, but get your story out there so that it's told, that it's witnessed, that the universe is able to recognize that story even though they do see it. But it's different when we say it. It's different when we write it. It's different when we create something with it. Also create some artwork. Get some paint. Go to a pottery class. Do a sculpting class. This is your opportunity of starting up a new hobby. I don't get people who don't have hobbies. I really, honestly, it's something I don't understand. When people are going, I don't know what to do with myself. It's like, I don't have enough time in the day to do my creative projects. And not everything costs a ton of money. Look at all the stuff you can get outside. Do something with the leaves and the twigs and, you know, sticks you can create with that. Look at the acorns. Create a sacred space with some of that. You have, I hate to say it, but winter's going to be here in a matter of a couple months. So do something with that so you can bring something in. If you have a beach, take a pail, get a little bit of sand, bring it home with some rocks, put it in a plastic container. So during the winter, have a big enough container to where you can put your feet in it so that way you're able to touch sand during the winter. You know, leaves, of course, are going to get hard. They're gonna die off. But acorns, rocks. So do that now. Get this in preparation for this winter. That's what I need to do. I need to pick up some sand and then bring it home and put my feet on it. Because then you have during the winter months and the fall months when you can't get outside when it's really cold, you are able to touch the earth at that time. So,
right, exactly.
Also, those of you who are new to this program, go to a metaphysical store or on eBay or get on the internet, buy some crystals and stones. Just look at them. And if anything jumps out you that you need to have, look at what it's about. And if you can invest in it, invest in it. Start using it. There's so many cool things you can do with crystals and stones
mm-hmm.
that will help access programs within you. So access those.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm going to grab our next caller.
And
he didn't want to call him.
Hi, you're with
me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I just wanted a reading.
Okay, what's your name?
Suzanne.
Okay, and it's a one-question reading, so you can just ask one
sure,
question.
Sure, sure.
Okay, what's your question?
Yep.
Do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. What did I choose love life?
Love life.
And your love life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, we're going in and we're tuning
in
right now.
Tune in.
We're going in and tuning in right now.
Yep.
Well, the first thing that I'm feeling and seeing for you, Suzanne, it feels like you have some heartache coming in on your your left side from your past that's affecting your present. But I'm hearing this has to do with self. Again, this is self-love stuff. And I'm hearing you're just on the tip of the iceberg. Tip of the iceberg to the final of really examining how you really view yourself and getting out of how others have looked at you from your past and how you view yourself in the present. I'm hearing it wouldn't take, will not take very long for you to let go of some of that stuff. And again, that's what the full moon is all about. And if you do your work on a conscious level every day to where you're clearing, looking at relationships, like the way you look at old friends, family members, relationships with coworkers, how you used to view yourself, do you get down on yourself? If you let that go and you forgive that, I'm hearing you can have somebody in your life by the end of this year. I'm hearing end of November with you. But you have to continue to do this. And I'm hearing on a daily basis. And you'll
be
amazed.
I'm going on dates and stuff. Seems like somebody likes me.
Is there someone in particular that you're really interested in, but you're kind of hesitant because you want to make sure that this relationship with this person goes the way you would like it to go?
I don't know. I just met them.
Oh, you missed someone from before?
No,
she's dating right now.
Them.
She said.
You met him. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I thought you said I missed him. I'm like, huh?
She's met him.
I'm confused. Okay, you just met him. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm also picking up the same thing with Beth, is that take it very slow and make sure that you have your self-love down first and are completely 100% comfortable with you before then you turn it all on him. Does that make sense?
Well, here's the thing, is if you want to attract a high vibrational person, to attract that high vibrational person, you have to be high vibrational too. You've done a lot of work. You've done a lot of work. So the universe is recognizing.
Yes.
But there's still some to do. And it, like they said, if you do it on a continuous basis, you will get through it just like that. Because it isn't this deep, heavy-duty stuff.
No.
So you can tell you've been working on it. There's just a little bit more to go. And the man, the person that you're looking for will be in your life. I'm hearing the end of November. The one. Not the many, not the dates. It will be the one that you've been waiting for.
Do you know anything about him?
He's tall. I'm hearing 6'2". He has dark hair. It looks like dark brown hair. Very well kept. Very well kept.
I'm picking up blue eyes, too.
And
oh my gosh, how did you know that I liked black hair and blue eyes?
that's what came
Who
through.
Who doesn't love black hair and blue eyes? Let me tell you. And it looks like his name starts with a T. And one of his names, either first or last, starts with a T. Oh, I'm hearing it's his first name.
T as in Tim?
T as in Tim. But don't get caught up in the name. Don't get caught up in the name,
though. Age or anything around his age?
Oh. I'm hearing 40s, early 40s.
Yeah, that's funny. I heard 49.
So you
I'm
49
hearing,
and you heard
I'm 40. In the early 40s. I'm hearing in the early 40s.
Yeah.
And his face is very young-looking. Very young-looking. He's very active.
Oh, my God.
He's a runner.
I must start jogging.
Yeah, he's a runner. He's in great condition. And man, does he have a big heart. He has a very big heart.
Can I, I know there's only one question. I was going to ask something about my son, but I guess, all right. I just went to court today.
The next show
There's always next Tuesday. Always next Tuesday.
All right. Are you guys pretty accurate?
Thank you so much.
Are you guys pretty
accurate? Oh, okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Hey, bye-bye. All right, and then we'll grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? Rosemary from Jersey.
Hello, Rosemary.
Hi.
From Germany. Do you have a question or a comment?
Guys are doing a great job on readings. I liked it. And whatever you pick up on a relationship that I'm interested long term. There's a lot of confusion before I left.
Okay. Okay, now don't get caught up on what I'm about to say here. Because it can be, unless they show me a picture, so it's an energy that I'm picking up.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a woman you're looking for or if it's a man, but this whoever this person is very much very tuned in to their feminine energy, which is great because that means they're tuned in to the new goddess energy right now. And that is exactly what you're looking for because that means you're not going to have to do a lot of work with them, just so you know.
Okay. It's a male.
Okay, so then it, just so you know, because you might look at him differently, but no, he is this new feminine energy, and this is what you want. This is what you want. And we're not, and we're just talking somebody who's really creative. He's more sensitive, so he'll show his emotions more.
I'm also picking up that he's a little bit older.
Yes.
And then does he have children from a previous marriage or relationship?
No children.
No children?
Ex-wife.
Okay. Is he around children? Like whether it's nieces or nephews or?
Nephews.
Okay, because I see he's very good with children.
Yes.
What is stopping you from really opening your heart up to him? Is there some fear there?
I opened up my heart to him. I think it's the other way around.
It's the other way around?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know what it feels like? It feels like he's finishing up with, is his mother still alive?
She passed away about 15 years ago, 12 years ago.
Oh. Okay,
I know
so
the whole
then
family.
That's what's coming up. Cause I'm feeling stuff with mother. And again, the full moon is all about getting rid of the stuff that, and it has to do with just doubting, is this something that I'm worthy of, deserving of? It doesn't feel like it was the best relationship, but it's like it's very, very light. He's almost through it, but just so you know, it's not you. That's what it's about. It's about that. And if he can make it through that, and if you can just send love and light to him, you'll be amazed at how much quicker and easier it goes to him and how he'll take that on and he'll shift through that a lot easier.
Yeah. So give him love and light. Yeah, because I expressed
just love and light.
Felt.
Instead of judgment going, God, I opened myself up,
and
this is what's
give
going.
Unconditional love will be very important for him.
Yep. People don't realize how the old masculine energy is really, it is doing a doozy right now. This is why we're watching in a lot of other countries, a lot of violence. It is taking people out with a vengeance. It is fighting. So remember this new energy that he's, all men who are choosing to accept this goddess energy are allowing this to come in. And so he has to let go before that fully comes in of his mother issues, knowing that she did the best that she did for what she had, what she knew at that time. And he may not even be consciously, no, he's consciously aware of this. I'm hearing it. So if you can just send him love and light and not personalize it.
He does have a really good heart. I mean, he's a kind-hearted man.
Yeah.
But he just needs to let the old go and let the new come in.
And he cares about you, just so you know. I know that's what your question. He cares about you more than you realize. He really honestly does.
Yeah, because it's like the way he acts and acts differently, like behind me, it's like it's weird. And it's like I kind of figured as much. It's just like, I don't want you. I don't want nobody. I'm like, oh, dude, okay, whatever. Because it's funny that you said different country. I just came back from there 3 weeks ago. So I'm like, if you learn, come after me.
That's right. So just send him that love and light, and you guys will be able to get through this. You'll get through this. It's all energetics. It's not about you. So if you can step out of it and not personalize it, you'll be amazed at how much quicker and easier it is for you to shift through it and for him to shift through it.
Cool. Appreciate it. Yeah, I was just talking about it.
You bet.
Because I was just talking to a friend about it. I'm like, what the hell just went on before I left?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, and if you can
I
talk
left.
To him at this level, if you can even use that, just shift through it. Let go of the old stories with mom. Just let it go. Send her love. Send her light so you can send yourself. You'll be amazed, even if he goes, whatever. On a soul level, he's going to take that in. So believe it or not, if he on a conscious level won't accept it, on a soul level, he will accept it.
Cool. Yeah, I was talking to another friend, and I'm like, you did what you had to do, and just let it go right now and see what happens.
Yeah. You can't change the past. You can't. You can't change it.
You can
it's
only
done.
Move forward.
You move forward. You learn from it, saying, you know what? I can choose to lower my vibration, or I'm going to be that light, and I'm going to shine that light. And one day, whether this lifetime or another lifetime, The other person's going to step, but that's where you have to believe in you. You.
Mm-hmm. Got you. Yeah, that's what he said to me. He goes, just let it be right now. Just believe in yourself. He'll come.
Yeah.
He'll come around again.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it. Good for you.
It.
So good luck to you.
Appreciate it. Well, hopefully
yeah,
soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep.
All righty. Grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Rita. I call from Long Island.
Oh, hi, Rita?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a question?
Yes. I met up with this guy for a couple of months ago, and then he walked away from me, and then he came back again. I would like to know what's the story with him.
Okay, what's the story? Okay.
What's
yes.
his story, she asked.
What's the story with him?
Yes. Well, he's got a lot of stuff that he's dealing with from his dad. He's hung up on the past. Do you know anything about, does he struggle with depression? I'm hearing depression with him. He has big time stuff going on with his dad that's unresolved.
Okay.
And what I'm seeing is that he was a battered child, so it was an abusive relationship. Boy. He has a lot of
hurt.
A lot of hurt and a lot of
like
anger
a hurt
with
child,
it.
Yeah.
Very wounded from it.
Mm-hmm.
Very wounded from it.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Rita. You may not want to hear this, but I'm seeing two thumbs
yeah.
down with him, meaning no, he is not the one for you.
Oh, okay.
I knew it.
Yeah. Oh, did somebody just validate that? They knew it.
My friend would say that.
Yeah.
My girlfriend said that. She goes to me, he's not for you.
Yeah.
And you know what, Rita? Because you're somebody to where you have a big heart, because I see your heart is just big, and there's so much love from it, you cannot rescue him.
Yeah.
You cannot rescue
that's,
him.
That's what I was
So don't
say.
Try, don't try.
You'll just be spinning in circles, and it'll never go anywhere.
And
so.
That can dim your light. You are absolutely a bright light. So keep doing for you, and your guy will be there. You want someone who's your equal. You're
mm-hmm.
equal.
And someone you don't have
okay.
to rescue.
Yep.
And someone who doesn't have drama.
Yep. You're worthy of having... fantastic love in your life. Worthy of that.
No.
So, you think I can meet somebody? I'm going to meet somebody?
Oh, yes. Good Lord, yes. Yes.
I do. I hope so.
Oh, yes. Gosh, yes. You are a bright light. You are full of love.
I mean,
love.
It's nice to be alone, but not all the way. We always need somebody there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's nice to have
yes. you. Yes. No, I'll be alone.
I'm hearing the beginning of 2015 for you. No later than February, you'll meet somebody. But you have to ask for what it is that you want. So be clear on the man you want to attract.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Write it down. Write down, these are the qualities that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
The qualities I do not want.
And Rita, don't you dare settle. Don't you dare settle just for anything.
Oh, okay.
And they're also saying if you get asked out to go dancing, do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Because you need that joy and fun in your life.
Oh, okay. I really enjoyed
okay.
that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Don't feel shy or say, I don't want anybody, you know, just go out and have fun.
Okay. I think you would.
Yep. And know that you're beautiful. Know that you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I was not sure about myself on this. I don't know. And sometimes
yeah.
I tell my friends, I don't even want to go out. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Because
yeah.
I feel down, you know. Then
down,
I met
yep.
Yo-Yo, and he backed away. Then he came back to me. Now he just came back a couple of weeks ago, and now he walked away again.
Yeah. So if he tries to come back, just shut the door on him.
I should, right?
Yes.
Yes. Are you originally from Long Island?
Yes. No, well,
okay.
I come from Italy.
Okay.
I was born in Italy.
Okay,
I went to Queens.
In there.
Queens. I got married. I moved to Long Island.
Okay, Long Island, yeah.
You like the way I talk, right?
Yes, I
the
do.
Accent.
I do. I do.
Yeah, no, just, you know what?
You like the
yourself?
Way I talk?
Oh.
The accent is a mix of English and Italian?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Sometimes they make fun of me the way I talk.
No, you have a beautiful accent.
Yes, you have a beautiful accent.
So be proud of it.
Oh, yes,
thank
that's
you.
Right.
So, good luck to you, Rita.
Okay, so that's
so
about it, right?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't see nothing
you.
Else.
Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, have you too. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Are you on mute? Nope.
Okay, we'll put you back so you can listen. All right, so if you want to call in, you can call in 347-327-9360. I'll put them, let me grab them again just in case they unmuted. Hi, did you have a question that you wanted to ask? Hello? Nope, they just want to listen. Okay, no problem. All right, so while we're waiting for another caller, you're off. What are you thinking about?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I'm just thinking of a lot of stuff.
On my to-do list, to be honest with you.
Right. I'm a little preoccupied going, I need to do this, I need to do that.
Okay. Well, let's
you know, waiting for other people to call in.
Yep.
And
we've got them.
Oh.
Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kelly. I'm calling from Texas. Is this Beth and Marie?
Yes,
yes,
it is. Do you have a question,
Hi.
Kelly? Hi.
Well, yes. Do you have any idea when my luck may turn around? I'm not looking for love because I'm just still trying to get my career in order. And
yes.
So do you ever see that coming into place? And I used to be a flight attendant. I don't know if that would be a mistake to try to do that again or just pursue a corporate job, or I'm also in a graduate program and unsure about finishing. So if you have any career advice, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, when you said if I should do the flight attendant, I heard right away, nope, you're grounded.
Yep, yep. I heard no. I heard no.
Okay. Well, it's like, no, you're grounded. I'm like, ha ha, funny, funny.
Okay.
I am hearing, though, to do a career, I mean, something to do with people, because you are very good with people. So to do something, are you able to do anything in conjunction, like with media?
Possibly. That's what my undergrad is in.
Oh, okay, okay. Because that's what I'm hearing that you would really excel at.
Yeah, I'm hearing multimedia definitely would be your arena. But I know you're needing cash now.
Right.
That's really interesting. I hear a desk job, and I go, well, no kidding, but where's that at? Have you sent your resume out to different places right now?
I did. I was hired part-time, minimum wage on weekends, and so nothing. I'm in an area that doesn't really suit me, but it's difficult because kind of need money to, you know, to go someplace else.
For quick cash, and that's all it is. It's not long term. I'm seeing a white building, and it's a fan. It looks like architecturally, it's a really cool looking building. It's white, and it has yellow on top with some black in it. And I'm trying to ask, what is it?
Because I'm picking up short term waitressing would bring you some cash, and not in like to be like in a. Like a higher-priced restaurant.
Okay.
Because that would bring you, you know, the tips would be better.
Right.
And that would be short-term, just to bring in that.
And I'm also hearing keep an open mind to things. I'm hearing a receptionist at a law firm, and then there's going to be some connections with you. So don't be afraid to send your resume to law firms either.
Okay.
I hate to ask this because I've been asking about the graduate. What's your graduate degree in? Because I'm not able to pick up on it.
Okay, it's in an area that I don't think I'll be pursuing at all. It's counseling.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to do counseling, you need to get licensed in that.
and I'm hearing.
No, because I'm really hearing that you really would be good in doing something with media and communication and people. So even like working in a TV station or something along, you know, somewhere
with marketing.
Yeah, where you'd be with the public and meeting with people and talking to people and having that contact.
God, I keep seeing this law office. The law office is getting big. So I don't know if it's going to be to where you have a connection there and they're going to get you into the next. I don't know if you would be doing – and marketing is really big with you. So I don't know if you're going to do something for that. So just keep a very open mind.
Okay.
I'm trying to ask, where would you go to find out about law firms?
And thank you.
I'm seeing the word Indeed.com. Is that a site? Indeed.com?
Yeah, it's okay. A job site.
Oh, is it a job site? Okay. Indeed.com. Yeah, I just keep seeing this law firm. I don't know what this is about, but it's feeling like there's going to be a connection there that's going to help you get into. So I don't know if you'd be doing something for them after you build the trust with them, but it would be an income knowing that it's not going to be forever, just so you know.
Okay.
But definitely marketing. Really be focusing on marketing right now because I hear you're really creative with that. You're very creative.
Thank you.
Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes, wholeheartedly.
Okay.
And one of you mentioned TV. I used to work in TV a little bit. So.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
That's what I see you flourishing in, that's that you're very comfortable there. And, you know, you don't have to be on air, but
right.
In that type of venue, that type of industry.
Even this weekend position, minimum wage, I'm just interacting with a lot of people and I'm handing out samples. And I thought, oh, it's so humbling, but I'm enjoying it because the people,
sure.
the general public is kind and then the coworkers. And so it's just that, you know, that positive interaction kind of thing. But it's not, it's like sometimes I feel like I'm in quicksand because it's just me. I have a dog and a cat now, but it can be... kind of frightening, you know, overwhelming.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are a beautiful bright light, just so you know. You are so bright
right now.
Yeah. Just remember that that's not forever. This is just temporary to get you through.
Boy, girl, you've really been doing your work, so I appreciate when people call in who have really been doing the work because I feel it. So thank you from Beth, let me tell you. And you're just this bright light. And the universe is definitely working out a space for you to be of service. But this would be some suggestions, but knowing that this is not long-term and it's going to all fall into place. So keep an open mind on everything. Don't say, no, I don't want to do that, because it's all about networking right now, and it's going to be that one person who's going to change your life.
Oh, well, bless you.
You're
people.
Way too big of a bright light. You are a bright light.
Thank you. You've touched me deeply. So thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much and good luck.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling
thank
in and
have a
wonderful evening.
Same to both of you, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, and you know what? Go out and take a look at the moon tonight. Just remember, you're as bright as that, and always remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
And forgive me, I didn't hear what you said. Go out and take a look at what? I'm sorry.
Oh, take a look at the moon because it's still almost full.
Okay.
And just revel in how bright it is, and remember, you're as bright as that.
And even brighter.
Yep.
And even brighter. Oh. As bright as the stars are out there. Remember that.
The two of you are wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we are pretty much at the end of our show.
Well, has that been 60 minutes already?
Yes, it has.
Wow. Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
Thank you all for calling in. And
sending you love and light.
Enjoy the evening. Yep, sending you love and light. And we appreciate you all. And we will catch you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.